You know, Valdez brought up a good point. I was saying during a break, you know, if you're a morning show of any integrity, like especially in the sports genre, right. If you like to touch on sports, you're doing smelling salts. I mean, frankly, I think Fox 5 and Channel 9, they all should be doing smelling.
They're like, missing the boat.
I mean,
it's
come just, on.
It's an easy segment.
It's a good easy bit, right?
It's a great bit. It's a good visual
It's an
bit.
Easy bit.
Yeah.
But and so we knocked it out. Everyone loves it, right? And I'm like, if you're a morning show of any, you know, you got any brains, you're
any
doing smelling salts
whatsoever.
And then Valdez is like, yeah, but the problem is they don't have it. We were just lucky that we have an addict like Mike Marr that he noticed that they're in the first aid kit like a year ago, and he's been like drooling over them.
He's probably been stealing them.
Yeah. Right.
Well, they would have to order it like CD. It said on Amazon overnight delivery. Right.
Yeah.
And just
so
get it
that's
there.
Why you're not seeing a bunch of viral
like
clips.
Boomer and Geo doing it because you got to. Yeah, you gotta order it.
I mean, freaking, like, everybody should be doing smelling salts
I still
today.
Don't understand
it's an easy
why,
hit. Is why, it easy, right?
Why
it's
aren't they readily available at, like, a CVS or Walgreens? I don't understand why, like, they're so, like, verboten. Like, they're Sudafed. You have to keep them behind, like, a paywall, or you have to order them online.
So when
that's
I went to
weird.
CVS and Walgreens looking for them last year, I pulled aside like the manager or someone, and I was like, "Do you guys have them? I can't find them." And they're like, "No, like you know, people abuse them, so that's why we don't sell them." Oh. And I was like, "That's definitely not what I'm doing."
Yeah, right. It's actually exactly what I'm doing.
I'm seriously wondering if I should give it to my youngest. Kate's got to take their SATs. Should I give it to her to lock in for the SAT?
It's probably not the worst
like,
idea.
Right before the verbal, boom. Right before the math, boom!
And put it in the bottle so it lasts.
Yeah, put it in, but say you're taking some Advil.
The proctor's staring at you as you're huffing smelling salts.
That's the tip of the day. I didn't realize you could put it in a jar and put a lid on it.
And it'll stay strong.
And it'll still be potent.
One of the reasons they may not be really available is that there's just not a demand for them because back in the day, you would want, I guess the process was to wake someone up who fainted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now you no longer... do that. You just wait for them to wake up.
So maybe that many like legit the companies make them
so
anymore.
So you just wait for them to come to now?
They said that they don't really put them in first aid kits anymore. That's rare.
Uh-huh.
You just wait for them to wake up naturally.
So now only like just weird adrenaline freaks are using them.
Yeah.
Right.
Basically.
Well, basically, everybody lives at Mike Marr's address.
Chalet.
It could be a lifesaver, though, for guys like us. Like, I know I fall asleep driving home. All the time.
You might want to invest.
You do?
I should just have all micro falling asleep.
Man, that's dangerous.
Micro naps. Hey,
micro nap.
Take this home with you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got the little hit. Because why wouldn't I? You gotta stay awake.
I think every time you get in your car,
idea.
If you
just take a hit.
You just take one.
Yeah.
Oh, that might be the perfect thing to start off. My drive to South Carolina, take one. Dude. I'm going to be up for hours.
Family smelling salt.
Well, the problem is I'm not sure how long it lasts.
Everybody else can sleep. I can just do the hit and I'm good.
What is it actually? Is it like ammonia or something?
Yeah, it's ammonia, right?
So like, what is ammonia?
Isn't it? It's
like an alcohol or something?
No, it's like a compound where you mix elements together.
I'm
going to
say it's
ammonia.
Some sort of cleaner. Okay. It's like a cleaning agent. I don't know.
All right.
But that.
Hey, wait till tomorrow when we all drop acid at 6:45.
That's next. That's on a Friday, too.
It's nitrogen and hydrogen with a formula NH3, whatever that means.
Yeah, compound.
Okay. Yeah. It's a compound, right. It's a bunch of chemicals.
All right, Open Line Thursday, your chance to steer the show. Of course, you can check out the full video on YouTube. We've got clips up, I think, on Instagram and on Twitter.
Which is what can you not combine with bleach? Isn't like if you combine like ammonia and bleach, you can just like
blow up the house.
Either blow something up, or you're
kidding,
or you're gonna ingest it and it might kill you.
You're kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. Ugh. Like if you combine like ammonia, I think it might be bleach or some other common like household item, and you do it by accident, you might just walk into the room and fall over.
Well, that's bad.
You're just dead,
dude. I bleach a lot. I have a lot of like all white stuff. I bleach all the time.
Well,
I bleach all the time.
That's fine, but just. Don't do it while you're doing smelling salts, or you might die.
Yeah, don't mix it together in
that's
formaldehyde
my tip
jar.
Of the day for you.
Right. That's a good tip.
It's a solid tip.
Let's go to Paul in Stafford, 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Paul, what's up?
What's up, boys? Hey, the reason they're banning these and keeping them so closely guarded is if you frequently use them, you can burn the inside of your nose. It's ammonia.
Mm.
Uh-huh. And it can also lead to respiratory issues and lack of concentration and all types of other crap. So, and definitely don't mix bleach with anything. That includes household soap and everything else.
So no,
mixing ammonia and bleach, I just looked up, extremely dangerous, can lead to severe health issues. When combined, they produce toxic vapors, primarily chloramine gas, which can cause respiratory problems, irritation, and even, death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So look out.
You know, way to be a wet blanket. We're having
just,
fun.
I'm just telling you, not to mix it with big bottle of Clorox.
Just don't mix it with rubbing alcohol.
Then you're going to be good.
Or anything.
All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Never be too careful about these.
But that's just if you mix it with the bleach or whatever.
Correct.
If you just do the regular old,
you just do the smelly salts on the road.
Well, he was trying to rain on everyone's parade, saying if you do it too often,
you're going
to
die.
Well, Meg is listening. Meg is home till October, right? And then she moves to New York full time. She's listening, and she said, I'm kind of surprised. This shows how naive I am as a dad. She said, smelling salts were popular in high school. People would open a bunch, put them in a big Ziploc bag, and carry them around.
Yeah, Mike Marr. Oh, really? In high school.
Now, I doubt a lot of the girls were doing this. I doubt. Yeah,
that sounds like a guy
this
thing
sounds
to do.
Like what the boys were doing.
Totally.
Yeah, I mean, we'd rip them in the locker room before a football game. But not like, I'm on my way to math class.
Right.
I mean, George, Stevie had a teammate for sure that did it before every game. But
I mean, George Kittle, he's been taking them for damn near a decade. And I mean, he's all pro, so,
he looks good, too, boy.
Yeah, he's also an animal. Yeah.
Like, what an animal he is. All right, let's go to Pete in D.C. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Pete, what's up, man? You're on with the Chucks.
Hey guys, loving the JP Joning and the Agent Orange recipes.
Yeah.
Hey Bish, this is for you, man. I've been meaning to call for years now. I'm finally going to make it happen. I want to mirror your college football survivor pool format, but with all this conference realignment, I need some details of how you go about it.
All right. Well, this is what I do. Okay. It's called the Power Four Conference Survivor Pool. So you have to pick a team from each of the Power Four conferences each week. Can't use them twice, right? And whoever has the most conferences still available or still alive at the end of the year wins the pool.
What do you do with conferences that have 16 teams? Do they have to pick 2 1 week or something?
Well,
I did
amend the rules for week one. Pick two teams from at least one of the conferences. So, yeah, just for week one. But it's hard, man. Even though there's realignment and there's a ton of teams, it's still hard to pick these games. I think last year the winner had two conferences left. Everyone else either had one or they were dead.
I was not the winner. I didn't make it to the end.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you picked.
This is important stuff. Thanks so much, man.
Yeah, it is really important. It's very groundbreaking.
I already got like 42 guys in it.
All right, thank you, brother. Good.
I think the pot last year was near $5,000.
Mm, good one. That's kind of tasty.
Let's go to, let me see here. Let's go to Kelly. Hey, Kelly, you're one of the Junkies.
Hey, how you guys doing? So I don't know if this is a common thing or not, but they gave me smelling salt during my vasectomy.
What?
Really?
And so I don't know if anybody's had it, but so
Cakes
the
did.
Right side, when they did the right side, I guess I was cool with it and I could handle the pain. But when they did the left side, I don't know why, it was a lot more painful. And I was sitting there, and all of a sudden they had it ready. They hit me with the smelling salt, and it shocked me back to life.
This guy's no pain tolerance.
It was crazy.
Well, hold on. Would they want you that away? Who cares? Like, if you're kind of...
Maybe he was about to pass out or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I must have looked pretty rough, but that's the only...
This is a true story. All right, thank you. Thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Thank you. When my second child was born, Meg, okay? My mother-in-law was in there with us, right? And the doctor's doing their thing. And we noticed at the very end, like, I was going to cut the cord, like the dad's... I don't know, do they even still do that anymore where your dad...
I've never done it.
Always had a never C-section.
Done. No idea.
But if you went old school, down the old chute...
I cut the cable cord.
You would cut the cord. And so I'm ready to cut the cord like I did with my son. And all of a sudden, the doctor steps in and he goes... No, I'm gonna take it from here because he noticed that the umbilical cord was wrapped around her neck, which probably happens, 10% of the time, 20%, whatever, a certain percentage of time.
Right.
And so he's like,
I'm sure they're very used to it.
They're used to it, but let me handle it from here. So I'm like, okay, I'm not feeling too big a deal about it. Then my mother-in-law, she's watching, right? And I'm kind of a little tense. It's like kind of a tense moment. Mm-hmm. Why the baby's coming out, cord wrapped around the neck. My mother-in-law goes, how come she's not crying? How come the baby's not crying? She starts freaking out. How come the baby's not crying? And I go, how come the baby's not crying? How come the baby's not crying? Next thing you know,
you start freaking out. Yeah, you passed out.
I basically started to pass out, literally starting to go. The doctor noticed. He goes, get on the floor, stupid. And I immediately had to get on the floor. And I'm literally splayed out. I think I'm wearing like a Troy Aikman jersey.
On the hospital room floor.
You look like Troy Aikman.
You're wearing a Troy Aikman.
It's 2002, bro.
Why are you wearing a Troy Aikman jersey? You're a Commanders fan.
Your skin's fandom. No, you can't wear.
It was the UCLA.
Yeah, but still can't.
Okay,
still.
Sorry. Yeah, it was a cool jersey. I had it. I was wearing my Canadian, what do they call it? Canadian thing. I was wearing like a... I had all jeans everywhere. Jean tux.
You're doing a Canadian tux with a Troy Aikman jersey as the base?
It was popped with the
Who
jeans.
Who wears jerseys in a hospital room?
It was 2002.
I know, but that's just weird.
Rob Hartsberger.
Yeah, that's weird.
Were you Jay-Z?
Yes. Yeah, 2000, and I've passed out on the floor. I should have had the smelling salts.
You needed them at that point.
Would you ever wear a Sidney Crosby jersey?
Dude, what college jerseys?
Never in a billion years.
What college jerseys did you have?
I had Ray Lewis as the biggest jersey ever. I said, I have to get rid of this. I can't keep this in my closet.
Yeah.
I think that was the only one.
Oh, I had
the rest
ton.
Pro Silly.
I had Ray Lewis's college.
Barry Sanders, Okie State.
I had Barry Sanders College. I had Brian Urlacher's college.
Yeah, you had a lot.
I had Troy Aikman's college. I just got tired.
You still have all those? Or have you gotten rid of them?
I still have them. If people want to buy them, hit me up.
I wouldn't wear a Troy Polamalu USC jersey.
It was a cool jersey. I got tired.
And I have an update. Nobody wants to buy those jerseys in 2025.
They're game worn. I wore them to work.
They are game worn. It might be worth a couple more bucks.
They're game worn. I wore them to work.
Oh, man. Those should be at the end of your driveway with a free sign on them just so people will pick them up.
They're like authentics.
All right, when we come
back, would buy one of those.
I know they would. Yeah,
I mean,
I'm not selling them my Ray Lewis one. That Miami jersey is fire. No chance I sell that.
I know you're not selling it because nobody on the planet would buy it.
I might not even sell the Barry Sanders one because that Oklahoma State one's ridiculous,
all right,
too.
When we come
it's
back,
in a frame in my basement.
We'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Cypress Hill and Atmosphere. Keep listening for your chance to win.